What makes it possible, I think, is that you're all great friends. In the Lord's special revelation on government and the church, he says that the first presidency is upheld by the confidence, faith, and prayer of the church. On behalf of these six who have just been called, I would like to express to the first presidency our confidence, our faith, and our prayers. We love the first presidency, and we appreciate the confidence they have in us. I would also like to thank those of you who have expressed your confidence to us. It's the only possible way we can do this. We have felt a rich outpouring of your love, and that has been an outstanding experience. I'd like you also to know that we have felt the love of the saints throughout the church. Especially on behalf of myself, I would express the love of my fellow California saints who are here in such great number, and those great saints in Idaho. And if I could be allowed a point of personal privilege, those great missionaries of the Idaho-Boise Mission. I feel their strength. Of course, our families are the essential cornerstone of that sustaining love. It's tremendous to belong to this great church. Now as to the calling, the awesome calling which has come. The 70 are called to preach the gospel and to be a special witnesses unto the Gentiles and all the world. As I've searched my heart, I think the only qualification I can think of, and I believe I speak on behalf of my brethren, the only qualification I can think of is that we have an especially strong witness of this work. I testify to two things. One is that there is a real Jesus, the Christ. He has a personal interest in each one of us. And secondly, if we seek him, he brings to us the peace which passeth all understanding. Last October, I was on a trip across the mission. I was near a little town called Fairfield, Idaho. And I was reviewing the scriptures. I was reviewing the first vision, which I'd ask all of our missionaries to memorize, found in The Pearl of Great Price. And as I reviewed that beautiful account from memory, I had a singular experience. There came to me a very, very special witness that what was recounted by Joseph Smith in those words which he wrote in The Pearl of Great Price was exactly what happened. In a sense, I experienced, as it were, the first vision myself. And I became a witness to it, a personal witness through the power of the Holy Ghost. I bury that witness that the Father and the Son did appear to Joseph Smith the prophet. I imagine that my experience was very similar to that many of you have had. When President Hinckley called Thursday afternoon, that's when we had the first inkling that some change was up in our lives. He said, "Brother John, I'd like to interview you and Sister Carmack. I'd like to have you take the first flight out tomorrow morning and meet me in my office." Then he added, "Don't worry about this." That was a big, big help. The medicine didn't work. We worried. But during the early morning hours, the Savior and His Holy Spirit have reached us and have comforted us. We felt His peace. It became possible. May I suggest to all of the church, and particularly to you young people and you missionaries throughout the world, don't neglect those early morning prayers to our Heavenly Father. Through those prayers, you reach Him, and you can also reach His Son, the Savior. And through that, you can have peace. For we have not an high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling for our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. I think it was C.S. Lewis, and I believe he was quoting George MacDonald, who said that we're like a house. When Christ comes in, it hurts abominably. We knew the roof and the gutters needed fixing, he said, but all of a sudden we find that he starts putting up a new story here, and he shoots out a new wing there. We knew that the cottage needed fixing, and those things needed doing, but this? Well, Christ's love can be tough. What is he trying to do with us? In his bestseller, Dr. Peck said that, in this book called The Road Less Traveled, he said that no matter how much you may pussyfoot around it, all who ask the question what God's love is leading to come to a single terrifying conclusion. God wants us to become himself. We are being prepared for godhood. And it hurts. And it hurts abominably, but there is peace. In those early morning hours, there came to my mind the theme from Ralph Rogers' Third Nephi play. I hear my Savior's love in everything I see. I know I will follow him, give all my love to him. I feel my Savior's love, the love he freely gives me. On behalf of these brethren who have joined me, we pledge our energy, our love, our prayers, our faith in humble obedience to a call we did not seek. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.